Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 8 o'clock tonight. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talking text line, Ed Ogeron. Coach, great to have you back on with us.
What's up, guys? Hope y'all doing okay.
We're doing good, Coach. We're doing good. Man, they got a gang of people over here from on the bayou, man. They just wanted us to tell you hello. So, but got to ask you, Coach, in watching Joe Burrow, man, the last couple of weeks, you saw it in front of your very eyes. Man, how proud are you of what you've seen from Joe and Jamar, and what they've been able to accomplish in such a short time in the National Football League at the highest level?
Yeah. So proud. I'm proud, Poppy. You know, we talked for all the came over here and developed it. But they do. Tell you what. Mike and Bobby, you agree to this. This is some of the best football we've seen in all our lifetime, man. What's some great football we've seen, man. I enjoy watching everything.
Well, it just the rich get richer. Look at the NFL. It's amazing when you look at the postseason, and it's must-see TV. It's the number one reality show. That's why they get the big bucks from all of the networks. Whether it's going down to the wire, it's going into overtime. And then it's made for Hollywood. You look at Odell Beckham now playing with the Rams, Andrew Whitworth, a lot of LSU influence. Really, you look in the conference games, Honey Badger and all. You had
Clyde,
that was hilarious. You had a lot of LSU influence across the board. But this is like a Hollywood script. Joe Burrow having an opportunity to go to SoFi Stadium. It's the Disney World, the NFL, to play an actual Super Bowl game. And hey, they might be underdog. I don't know what's that. 3.5, 4 points to me. I don't know whoever gets the ball last wins. But the one thing I like about Joe, Coach O, is that he knows when to celebrate, right place, right time for everything. I love it when he lights a good stogie. When I see him with that cigar, I know he's a winner.
Hey, he's a lot like you, Bobby. I'm telling you. One thing about when you step in the huddle, we all believed in him, and we knew he was going to make the play. Same thing with Joe. Joe has that charisma about him, that work ethic, that dogged determination that everybody believes in Joe. And then Joe is by far the smartest football player I've ever seen, and he comes to work with a laser focus every day, and nothing's ever good enough. I mean, we score 50 points, but, hey, red zone wasn't good enough. He chewed the team out. I gave him the keys to the team. He was a tremendous leader.
Now, Coach O, to me, I think in a number of fans that we really knew we had something special. You know, you look at the transfer portal this day and age, name, image, and likeness, so you can see a lot of different faces that maybe you're not familiar with. And I think LSU fans will all appreciate that you were able to close the deal and get Joe Burrow to come to LSU. But to me, I thought that he definitely got their attention, that being the LSU fan base, and said this could truly be a special season. What was it against University of Texas? Was it 3rd and 18 or some?
Yeah.
I think without Joe Burrow, that might not happen. That's when I thought, that was a special play.
You're right, Bob. And look, hey, we should have went to 4-minute offense. I said, Steve, let's go to 4 minutes off this. He goes, no, we're going to score again. Okay. But, man, it's 3rd and 17. You imagine the thoughts that were going through my head on the headset. They're going to kill me in Baton Rouge. And I'll tell you what, they zero blitzes. Clyde picked up the middle linebacker. Joe stepped aside like you did. He was tough enough in the pocket to wait to the last second. Jefferson hit Jefferson on a crossing route. We win the game. That's when I knew we had a special team, because it's you and Mike and all our fans, though. Great players make big-time plays in key situations, and he did it, and he didn't blink.
Coach, swinging it over to Jamar, and to see that, you know, man, at one time, I mean, okay, you got Justin Jefferson, you got Racy McMath, you got Terrace Marshall, you got Jamar, and the growth from his freshman year to his junior year. And he talked about, you know, when he went up against Christian Fulton when they played the Titans, he was like, man, Christian Fulton was the man, you know, from high school and all of that. And he said, man, if I could go up against Fulton in practice and win, I knew these games, I could beat most corners. And so, man, to see that growth from Jamar and his confidence, but as a first-year receiver, you know, a lot of times they do a lot of tricks with you. As a defensive back, they ain't tricked Jamar much.
No. You know, Mike and Bobby, you mentioned two things. First of all, if you listen to all the players that we're talking about, most of them are from the state of Louisiana.
Yep.
That's where you got to recruit. That's where you got to make hay. Justin Jefferson, nobody knew about him. He got eligible in June. I asked Coach Robichaud, work on his grades. He goes, baby, what do you think? I think he's going to be a great player. Obviously, Jamar was committed to Florida. He came to camp. He ran a sluggo and turned around our best cornerback in a second. But all those guys develop. And you said another thing, iron sharpens iron. On the practice field at LSU, we called the Ponderosa. We in recruiting, we said, you're going to go against a number one draft pick every day across from you. That's where you're going to get better. So those are the things that you hear, and I'm proud that they're working. But, again, you got to get great players.
Now, you know, Coach O, looking at your NFL career and on the Coach Payton, you're familiar with Coach Payton. You coached the Saints D-line in 2008. Now, if you could have looked in the crystal ball, maybe you might have stayed a year longer, considering the Saints won the Super Bowl next year. Then you end up going to Tennessee with Lane Kiffin. But the time you spent with Coach Payton, and I'm looking at 16 seasons, makes him, the longest tenured coach before he just decided to step away in franchise history, and the second longest tenured coach in the NFL, only behind Bill Belichick. I want you to comment on that, because I even look at Coach Moore, all the success he had. I mean, I don't know, it was like 9, 10 years, something around that. But I'm looking at who's your mentor and who you respect and who you look up to. Sean Payton, we all know because he references this a number of times, Bill Parcells. And he was notorious going from job to job. He rarely stayed in one place longer than 3 or 4 years, even though he won a Super Bowl with the Giants. So don't you think Sean has a little bit of Parcells in him, maybe trying to get out a year too soon than waiting, wear out your welcome? What's your take on that?
I mean, I think Sean, the best offensive coach I've been around. Lane Kiffin's right there. Steve Sarkisian's right there. You know, Pete and Jimmy. But as far as being around Sean, everything, every day I can appreciate about him, he was the same every day. He was mentally tough. The grind never got to him, man. And he loved football. The guy loved football. He always worked. He was consistent every day. And I know 16 years is a long time. And I think he did the state of Louisiana well. I do believe, I don't know, he'll go to TV or something, come back next year and be a great coach, but I still think he got something to thank. I can't speak for him, but he did a great job for the state of Louisiana.
Well, I can tell you this, Coach O. Listen, he might be like a John Madden or even Gruden. You know, you last a number of years on TV before you come back to coaching, but he's not 68. He's 58. So once you're a coach, you got that itch, and you know, you have to scratch that itch. As long as he don't go to dance, as long as he don't go to the cowgirls. Listen, the Who Dat Nation is like, okay, go to Vegas, Raiders, and go to the Chargers and Hollywood and L.A., whatever it might take. But I guarantee you, if he goes to the cowgirls, the Who Dat Nation is dog cussing him.
You know, I'm with you, but look, man, you know, it's this day and age. Think about the transfer portal.
Right.
And think about it. I'm not going to mention it, but thinking about one of our guys leaving and go to our rival school. When you and I played that, Mike, that was unheard of. But today is you got to get used to it because it's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you have a number of players, they're all mercenaries. You know, name, image, and likeness.
It's just like the NFL.
And they all want to play.
Like
they all want to play. Not everybody can play. And then the only thing is when you have a player and they say, well, I'm not playing here. Well, maybe you're not good enough. And then they go somewhere else and they're still not playing.
The other thing, too, is, Coach, about showing some toughness. Okay, a lot of times.
Adversity.
Life is not going to be easy. Okay, and you go find that out in a short period of time. That you got to kind of fight through things. Joe did. Joe fought through it. Justin and all these other guys, they fought through adversity. Today, it gives them the option, listen, I'm all for it, that you can move around. But the one thing it takes away is, man, I think a little bit of toughness that life's not going to always be easy for you.
Well, you have some players Man, I was a stud in 12th grade.
So what?
What do you do in a major college or any university? And then what do you do in the pros? Oh, I was a stud in college. I don't know. What are you going to do in the NFL? It's a continuous process. And the players who can handle that challenge are the ones that succeed. Not like, oh, it's got to be given to me. I'm supposed to play. What? No, you got to win the job. Come on.
I got to tell you guys. As changed, the landscape has changed, and you got to change to be successful with it. You know what I'm saying? So I think everybody's individual case is a little bit different. The transfer portal's been good for some people. The ones that I worry about, Bobby and Mike, is the ones that give up an education, that are not doing anything at the school they are. They get in the transfer portal, and they don't get picked up, and they're not on scholarship, and they lose a chance for an education. That's what I'm against.
Well, you know what you got to do? You got to send him to the shrimp shed in Grand Isle and have him go shovel some shrimp or put him a roughneck in offshore or something.
And then he'll be right back to the school.
I can't wait to go back to class. That's what you got to do.
Coach.
Hey, I agree.
It works. Coach, at the Senior Bowl this week, certainly got a couple guys there from LSU really familiar with, Neil Farrell. Ed Ingram, but man, that's one guy, and I told you this earlier in the year. You talk about a guy that I think the NFL really covets, and that's Damone Clark. Because of his size, his speed, his length, and man, he measured out with a 78.5-inch wingspan. Man, that's like a big condor, but it's his ability to run and how quickly. This year, he developed. He was always the athlete. Now he became the football player in 2021.
And you know, with Mike saying, Coach O, different body type and all that, but look how much that he excelled.
Patrick Queen
with the Ravens.
Different guy.
I remember talking with Coach O in that spring and that you're waiting to see what Patrick Queen was going to do. But, boy, talking about it, taking advantage of opportunity, look where Patrick Queen's at right now with the Ravens. Could we see that again? Now it's different body type, Damone Clark.
It might be deja vu all over again.
Yeah, you know. First of all, I recruited Damone. It's one of the best home visits I've ever been in. When I got there, his dad had a party. His mama's name was Bebe. She went to work at 5 o'clock in the morning. I would talk to her every morning at work at 5. My nickname's Bebe. We got along well. They had the best damn barbecue and red beans and sausage I ever ate, okay? So but you know what? I learned about that family. I learned about they were good people, man. They were hardworking people. They were dedicated, and they raised three or four great young people, and they were very smart, and they were committed to education. The thing that people don't know is Damone, he wore number 18 for 2 years. Great character. Now, They came in my office after 2 years. DeMond wasn't playing. I said, DeMond got to move to outside linebacker, which is would be a natural position for him. You know what they said? No. He's going to play stack linebacker. You tell us what he needs. Write it down. We're going to get better, and we're going to work on it. Now, last year, one of the reasons I hired Blake Baker is that when I interviewed Blake Baker, he and I went over hips, hands, escape. Hey, Mike, Bobby, all the Pete Jenkins stuff, every drill. I said, are you going to do this with DeMond? He said, yes, sir, every day. And that's where you saw the development of DeMond when he had a coach that took time to explain and teach him the fundamentals. And you got to give it to DeMond. He stuck with it. Boy, what a great player he's going to be.
And now, Coach O, looking at going back to the NFL, like Tyler Shelvin, and look, boy, you see Joe Burrow on his shoulders. Boy, that had to be special right there. Well, you got any stories on Tyler or what?
Big T. Big T, I'm the first one to offer Big T. Hey, his grandma's the first one to call me after the game. Big T's going to Super Bowl. He was a fun guy to coach. Man. I mean, look, hey, great guy. You know, he transferred from Lafayette. He went to Notre Dame. Louis Cook, and he had to work on some school stuff. He did. He made it. He always battled some health problems. But, you know, I think it was his sophomore year, man. He had against Alabama that game. Oh, it was dominant. He's quick. He's tough. And I'm just so happy for him. I'm happy for the Big T. I'm happy for Jamar. I'm happy for everybody. You know, look at Whitworth, state of Louisiana. You know, look at Dell. Wow. LSU's got to be proud.
Coach, the pitfalls with the transfer portal rule, because it gives you an opportunity to kind of roster manage, you know, when you're going to lose people. Now, the negative is you're going to lose some too. But
right.
how that is becoming now such a big part of college football, this roster management and doing it through the portal. Because it almost like NFL free agency, it gives you an opportunity to get something that an 18-year-old doesn't have experience in college as a player.
Hey, look, man, you got the first department as big as the NFL. It's just like the NFL is the scouting department. And what they're doing, the smart ones are knowing who's going to transfer before they enter the transfer. And let's be honest, those guys know where they're going before they ever enter the transfer portal. So however that's getting done, people got to get on top of that, and some of the best ones are. I think when a guy enters the transfer portal, he already knows where he's going.
Right, they have a vision and opportunity and what's going to come about. Now, Coach O, what about
– hey, Bob, hold on. Yeah, maybe a little bit more than a vision, my man.
Okay. So, Coach O, what about – the name, image, and likeness, don't you, so to speak, have to keep up with the Joneses? Because you look at, like, what A&M's doing or what University of Texas or potentially USC or anywhere in the SEC, that if you have players come out of high school, they expect it, if they're a five-star, to be compensated.
Yes. You have to have a plan. You have to be on top of it. And those teams that are doing very well right now were way ahead of the game. They had a plan. And, you know, and I mentioned this. These players know now what they're going to be offered, how much they're going to get before they even entertain signing or transferring to a team. I think that's one of the biggest playing time and name, image, and likeness is one of the biggest factors in transfers.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, we really enjoy it, and we'll visit back soon. But, man, wishing you the best.
Hey, Junior,
and Bobby's still waiting for his cheeseburger.
No, Junior, you know what we're doing? we're gonna do like, Louis Armstrong. We're going to go fishing. Come this summer, we got to go to Fouchon Grand Isle. I want to go fishing with you. That's what we got to go do.
You want to go catching, not fishing.
No. We're going to catch. Coach O and I, we know a few people. We can catch something. We're going to catch.
Hey, we're going to catch. I got to tell you all this. Y'all going to like it. Y'all like this. I went jogging the river. Bobby, I set my garage up just like I used to have in La Rose.
I got
a bench. I got a squat rack. And I got a boxing bag. I'm going to get it.
Well, hey, listen, we're leaving with you this week, Coach O. House of the Holy Led Zeppelin coming out.
There you go, man. Let's go.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it.
All right.
All the time.
Bye-bye. Ed Ogeron. Thanks so much for being on with us. We'll be back with more Second Guess.
The Holy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.